epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. A lot of reporting over the past 3 to 4 days about a prisoner swap deal involving the U.S., El Salvador, and Venezuela. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced some of the provisions of this, and so did the president of El Salvador. Mike Gonzalez, the Angelus T. Arredondo E. Pluribus Unum Senior Fellow, Catherine and Shelby Cullum Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy, at the Heritage Foundation is here to help us make some sense of this prisoner swap. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. Yeah, this is part of yesterday we marked the six-month anniversary of the Trump administration, and I believe, in my opinion, there have been many, many, many accomplishments. We just defunded NPR. I mean, the government did defunded NPR and PBS. But one of the, which is historic, but one of the great accomplishments is that 50 Americans, 50, who have been held for no reason overseas are now home. This is something that Trump campaigned on, and he has he's kept his word on this. So I think this the 10 that were released is just another down payment on making good on that promise.
So how did this end up coming about? I mean, there was a lot of chatter about the fact that the Trump administration did not have control over the Venezuelans who were located in the El Salvador jail. Was this something that was brokered by in concert with the U.S. By the El Salvadoran president?
So not all. I don't think so. 200 Venezuelans were sent back to Venezuela in exchange for these 10. I don't think all of them came from El Salvador. I think some of them were here. And yes, obviously, the State Department got on the phone or in personal conversations here at the Salvadoran embassy with Bukele himself, if not his representatives here at the embassy. I'm sure Bukele was personally involved. In fact, I have no doubt. The State Department brokered this.
Yeah. The reason I ask is that there are those trying to say that, you know, the Trump administration had previously then lied to the court, saying it didn't have any control over these inmates that are sitting in El Salvador. But the fact of the matter is El Salvador has been a very recently proactive ally of the U.S. and as a result is willing to facilitate gaining the freedom of a number of Americans held in Venezuela, right?
Exactly. And I mean, after the administration said that, the administration actually was able to get Bukele to agree to send this illegal alien, Abrego Garcia, who had been sent to El Salvador. He was sent back to the U.S., and in fact, he's now in the U.S., so the U.S. was able to convince the Salvadorans to do this. As you know, as your listeners probably know, he is in prison and will be tried and no doubt will be sent back to his homeland again. But at least after he said that, the State Department was able to get together with Bukele's government. That's Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, and arrange for this guy Abrego to come here. So I think the same thing happened. I think what we're seeing now is that there has been, we have found a way, our State Department has found a way to get, to reach these accords with the Salvadorans.
There are some that are saying that we've actually repatriated these 200 Venezuelans. Are they talking about repatriating them back to their country, or was it some of the El Salvador, the ones, you know, in El Salvador being repatriated back here? I mean, they were never citizens here, so they wouldn't have been repatriated, right?
Right. So repatriation means you go back to the country you're a citizen of, which is the case of the 200 Venezuelans and the 10 Americans. I don't take issue with the word repatriation. Obviously, that word does not apply to Abrego Garcia, who is an illegal alien in this country.
Yeah. The only reason I ask is that there's any number of publications out there that I think are misinterpreting what that statement actually means. You know, they're trying to imply that we're bringing them back to the United States. And, well, that's not a repatriation. They were never citizens here.
Right, right. So the way you're using it and the way I'm using it, this refers back to the 10 Americans and the 50 Americans that have been brought home in the last 6 months, which is a really large number. And the fact you don't hear about it is because the media is crooked.
So is this a possible signal that Venezuela is now willing to be more cooperative with the U.S. as we try to deport Trinidad Aragua gang members back to Venezuela? Your thoughts?
At the end of the day, the Venezuelans will have to take back their own citizens. What I do hope, Newell, is that this does not turn into a way to legitimize Maduro, Nicolas Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela. I don't think Rubio is going to do that, so I don't really have really great fears about that. But there are other people, you know, with different levels of influence who might say, well, why not just legitimize Maduro? All we want from him is to take his criminals back. No, I mean, Maduro is a danger to the United States. He does many things to promote instability here on our streets. So I don't think that these negotiations will in any way imply us reaching an accommodation with Caracas and with the illegitimate governor in Caracas. But as I said, I think Marco Rubio is pretty clear-eyed on all these things, and he's not going to allow it to happen.
We're visiting with Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation, National Security and Foreign Policy. Mike, what is the state of Venezuela today? You know, when there was this migration that was coming up, you know, through Central America to the U.S. border, we would hear a lot about what's going on in Venezuela, not a whole lot lately. So what is the state of the state?
It's a dictatorship. They lost the election held last year. Edmundo Gonzalez won the election. Everyone knows that Edmundo Gonzalez has the proof, the dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro, which is really a puppet of the communist country, the communist government of Cuba. The Cubans have about 15,000 operatives in Caracas. People say that those carrying out tortures all have Cuban accents in Spanish, not Venezuelan accents. In the hinterland, it appears that prison gangs have taken over much of the country. It's a narco state. It's a narco communist state, like Colombia will become again if Gustavo Petro continues to be a president much longer. And it's not the only country in Latin America in trouble in this way. The state of Mexico, the government of Mexico next to us, has lost control over much of its territory. Is now run by the cartels. Although, you know, the Mexican government is leftist and Marxist sympathizing, but it's not quite as Marxist as Venezuela is. No, Venezuela is a basket case, and a basket case that harms us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A narco state with a lot of oil, too, right?
That's the thing. You know, before Hugo Chavez was elected in late 1998, Venezuela was a really wealthy country for Latin America. I remember at Columbia University, where I went to business school, there were a lot of students from Venezuela. It had very high indicators, compared to its neighbors. And communism destroys everything the same way it destroyed Cuba and Eastern Europe, and is now destroying Hong Kong. It has completely rendered it a failed state that really exports only people, even though, as you said, it's got the deepest oil reserves of any other country in the world.
Where do we see that playing out as we're looking at, you know, the disruptors that are out there in the Middle East, obviously the Russia Ukraine. Where does Venezuela's oil play in all of this at the present time?
Well, thank God Israel. I'm sorry, Trump has now destroyed Iran's nuclear capacity. But let's not forget that Iran and Venezuela have forged a very strong relationship. There are flights every week between Caracas and Tehran. There are many Iranian operatives in Caracas. And the thing they have in common is obviously not culture, not language, is anti-Americanism, hatred of us. So that is one way, that's one link between a hotspot in the world. Another one, as you rightly pointed out, Venezuela, Maduro today, but before him Chavez, has very strong ties with Vladimir Putin in Moscow. So it is a very strong part of the anti-American axis in the world.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where this all ends up, right? I mean, and I'm more interested about where that Venezuelan oil is going to end up. I guess, are we still importing Venezuela oil into this country?
No, I don't think we are. We're not refining it. The main worry here is China. Mm-hmm. China is has loans. The Venezuelans own China a lot of money, and China is going to say, "Well, you're never going to pay these loans, so these oil fields are ours." And then we're going to have a bigger problem. This is part of a larger issue with the rest of Latin America, not just Venezuela. It's much more advanced in Venezuela than anywhere else, but it's also a problem with Peru, a problem with Brazil, a problem with Cuba, obviously. This is something, you know, as we look forward to the rest of the 21st century, our main adversary is going to be the People's Republic of China, and they're trying to make inroads right here in our own backyard.
Let's pivot back real quick to prisoner swaps. A lot of people probably had no idea that Venezuela was holding U.S. Americans as prisoners. Are there other countries that we know of that are actually holding a large number of Americans as prisoners?
I think Iran still has American citizens. Russia also, for sure. I don't know if Cuba still does. But maybe, you know, North Korea has always notoriously had Americans, one or two Americans at least. Look, if you are an American, there are many wonderful places to travel to in the world. France has fantastic cuisine, Spain, Italy, the UK. It's really a bad idea to go to Iran, Russia, North Korea, et cetera, because you're too tempting a target for them to come up with an excuse to put you in prison, and then they can get, well, look at the exchange, 10 for 200.
Yeah, yeah. That speaks volumes, right?
Right. I'm happy. I'll take it.
Yeah,
I
get it. But it seems to be the same equation with Israelis and Palestinians.
Right. But you and I are not batting an eyelid over this. We're like, yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll send you 200 of your criminals. You send back 10 Americans.
When we look at, obviously, the huge difference in the policy of this administration versus the last administration relative to immigration, there was always this articulated by Democrats, this angst and anxiety of these countries, you know, turning against the U.S. For protection of their borders. Have we experienced that?
No, we haven't experienced that at all. I just testified in the House in a subcommittee last week, and the Democrats were saying, well, by taking apart USAID, we're getting rid of soft power. No, what we were doing before was alienating foreign populations with USAID programs that really alienated and upset conservatives overseas. And no, I don't think that we have made any enemies whatsoever. I think every country understands that to when you have an open border, as we did for 4 years under Biden, which is still inexplicable, you still have to like sit there and go, how on earth did this happen? I think every country understands, oh yeah, America is like, finally, they're not, you know, allowing themselves to be kicked around. They actually have borders like every normal country.
What was amazing to me about USAID and that it hadn't really revealed itself many, many years ago is that we were engaged in funding and financing programs contrary to the cultures of the countries that we were financing the programs in. And I don't know if those countries didn't complain or they just were stealing a percentage of that money, said they didn't care. What's the story there? I mean, it's interesting that it just comes to the forefront, right?
No, I've been writing about this for a long time. I sat in the presidential palace in Guatemala 2 years ago, had dinner with the president. He complained bitterly about what USAID was doing. I've heard the same complaints from Viktor Orban in Hungary. I've heard the same complaints from government officials in Macedonia. No, these governments have been hollering. I myself wrote about this starting in 2017. What was done was because the people in the Biden administration, I'm not saying Biden himself, the people around him had a problem with the politics of certain conservative governments. They went after them and attempted regime change through USAID programs. Even though it was counterproductive and harmful to our own national interests because we alienated populations. Talk about throwing people into Vladimir Putin's hands and Xi Jinping's hands. That's what we were doing. Not soft power. It was hard weakness.
Yeah, it's interesting. The whole dialogue difference of what USAID was doing. But when you get down to some of these granular details, they were basically trying to change the culture of countries. And it was,
yeah, they were saying, go ahead.
I mean, I was totally ignorant of a lot of this until all of this started to reveal itself. And it was somewhat shocking to me that we have been doing this all along.
The Africans complained bitterly about this. We had been supporting, working in tandem with the foundations of George Soros, we have been supporting euthanasia in drug legalization, in prostitution decriminalization, things that are offensive to many of these governments and populations.
Yeah, interesting. And it'll be interesting to see where this ends up as well. As always, Mike Gonzalez, totally appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great week.
Thank you for having me. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, sir. That's Mike Gonzalez, the Angelus T. Arredondo E. Pluribus Unum Senior Fellow, Catherine and Shelby Cullum Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.